Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nikki joins us now via the BetQL guest line. Nikki, I was just saying, I think it's possible today was the best offensive day of practice for this team.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with that. They look good. It was a fun practice to watch in the second half, especially. You know, I thought Jaden looked really good in the second half, but yeah, I mean, they were, and Marcus too. Marcus Mariota looked pretty good. I mean, he was hitting Bryson Tremaine, Mitch Tischler's favorite player.
That's Mitch's guy.
Multiple times. So, yeah, it was fun.
It was, and it was good to see the offense perform well, because they kind of hadn't. It'd been kind of sluggish, or like they'd get something going and then there'd be a false start, or you know what I mean? Like, or there'd be a fumble.
Yeah.
I do think you saw some of those like high effort plays from the Commanders defense, where it was like, all right, you know what I mean? Like the Sanders drill chasing down B-Rob 40 yards down the field. Like, it was just kind of one of those super high effort things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the second half of practice was when the offense really started to come on. I mean, yeah, that play was high effort. They also had another fumble that I think Frankie Louvu might have gotten a hand on initially, but I mean,
because
he's just a freak out there. Yeah,
yes,
but then they pulled it together and they had a good rhythm going there in the second half of team drills.
They had a couple of a fumble snap with Jaden, and I forgot who the running back was. And then the other quarterback came along right after that, did the exact same thing. But what was up with that?
Yeah, I don't. There were a couple issues there. I mean, they've had drops, too, throughout camp. I mean, that's kind of been an underrated issue, I guess. But I feel like it's still so early that you always hate to put too much emphasis on some of these things that they need to clean up. But yeah, between that, I mean, the pre-snap penalties on the O-line, like, they just got to clean it up, and you hope they do it in time before certainly the season, but even preseason and joint practices.
The pre-snap stuff has definitely been a consistent issue, and you wonder how much different quarterback cadences could impact that. You know what I mean? But a lot of these guys deal with different quarterbacks all the time. They're not jumping this frequently. In general, though, how do you feel about Cliff's offense and this group to implement it?
I mean, pretty good. I mean, it's we still haven't seen all of it. I don't know that we're really expecting anything a whole lot different from what he ran in Arizona. I mean, it's still going to have his air raid principles, you know, four verts, the whole nine. My only concern is the protection up front. You know, will they have enough for any rookie quarterback? You know, because I think you need to be a little bit more cognizant of that just because they haven't seen a lot of what will be thrown at them in the NFL. And the speed is different. So will Jaden have enough protection up front? That's going to be my concern until they give me reason to believe otherwise.
I agree with you on that, Nick, the way you got to see them in the game. But the one thing out here in practice, what I noticed, the D linemen know that they're not getting cut, so they just firing off. And I think once they know that they get sliced down, they slow down a little bit. And I think that can help out the offensive line a little. But I agree with you that you see the athleticism of Coleman and people like that, but you got to see it when it's full speed, when someone is going to get your quarterback, not run past it.
Right. I mean, Frankie Louvu is a beast. Like, I still don't know why he wasn't more highly touted across the league, given what he's doing and the production he's had over the last couple years. But, I mean, he's had a number of plays where he's just wrecked guys. And it's just, you know, it's not great. When you see that, and then you're like, oh, wow, that's their starter right there on the O-line. Oh, boy. he's a starting linebacker and handsomely paid for a reason, but, you know, you got to think you're going to be going against, you know, some tough talent on defense too. So, yeah, still some things to clean up there.
For sure. We're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Nikki at NikkiJhabvala. Offensive line, DQ tells us today that they're specifically moving people around to try to figure out the best spots, combinations, et cetera. Obviously, barring injury, right? Nobody's predicting that kind of stuff. What do you think that group looks like week one in Tampa?
Week one in Tampa, I'm still not sure on Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman. I feel like that's the one legit competition out there. I'm honestly still not sure, but outside of
at left
tackle, yeah, I would imagine Nick Allegretti at left guard, Tyler Biadasz at center, Sam Cosmi at right guard, and Andrew Wiley at right tackle.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
I think the Dieter thing at left guard's been kind of interesting. The Lucas thing at right tackle's been kind of interesting, but I do think that's kind of what we all expected, and perhaps we're going to see. Another kind of injury update that you were all over was Johnny Newton, the second-round pick out of Illinois, D-tackle, back on the field. I know we got to talk to him. I wasn't there when he talked. What'd he say? How is that progress?
Yeah, it was interesting. He said he didn't really feel any discomfort in his foot. They found out about it because he went in for x-rays on his other foot, which he was recovering from the same injury, basically. They do x-rays, and lo and behold, the left one is, you know, facing the same thing. Which
is that normal
to just
x-ray both feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't know why you do that if you don't have discomfort, but, you know, whatever, I'm not a doctor. But he said he, you know, you're kind of shocked when you hear that. But he knew how to recover because he did it. He had just done it with the right foot, so that helped him kind of get through it quickly. And, you know, I think you also have to have pretty good genes, too, to recover the way he did. And, yeah, he's been fully cleared. He hasn't been immersed fully in practice yet, hasn't done everything. To come off, you know, surgery for a Jones fracture only – what? And that was like May, I believe? That's wild to me.
Two of them.
Seems, right.
And he say he feels great. He has like no discomfort with it.
And for a Baker guy, Nikki, like, that,
That means he's young.
Yeah, right. It must be nice to be in your 20s. Wait till you hit late 30s, 40. Let me know how you feel then, you know?
Who are you telling? We're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here on the BetQL guest line. The quarterback competition, or whatever you want to
term. Are we calling it that? We're not calling it that. No,
but Mariota was back with the ones today. I think it's important to note that, like, for how much that gets discussed, you know, the work of who gets what work in the 11-on-11s, 11-on-11s are maybe, especially this time of year, maybe 25% of the total practice work. And there's, like, just a steady rotation of players kind of at all time. Like, how about this? You posted this video of Daniels earlier today throwing a really pretty deep, I don't know what, it looks like a wheel from this kid, Mike Wiley. This young man, Michael Wiley, undrafted guy that's currently on the roster. Odds are pretty slim that Mike Wiley makes this roster. But, like, Jaden's throwing to that dude just as frequently as he's throwing to Brian Robinson. Like, there's just constant rotation going on early on in camp. Do you think the competition discussion is overblown?
Is it overblown in the sense that there isn't one or that there is one?
There isn't one. Like, how about this? My assertion, and I believe Brian agrees with me here, is that, like, the folks that are upset that Jaden's not getting immediately all of the work with the ones are kind of missing the point where everybody's working with everybody most of the time.
Yes. And, like, I think it's, like, honestly a great thing that they're having him work with everybody, you know? So he doesn't just get comfortable with certain people because it's football. Injuries are going to happen. You hope they don't, but he's going to be working with different folks. He needs to know how to work with his backups, you know? Like, I think it's a great approach. It does, just because he's working with twos, even threes, doesn't mean he won't start. He will start. He's a number two overall pick. They invested $38 million in him, and he's, you know, far and away the better quarterback out there.
Thank you for your time, Nikki. Always appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.